causes of depression? Well, there are basically three. Depression is usually, well, four actually. Depression is rooted in a psychological root, a biological root, or an environmental root. So as you look at your friends, you step back and you ask the Lord, what are these people dealing with? How do I best pray for them? What's my word of wisdom for them? Do I need to tell them to go seek out some counsel, get some counseling, get an assessment done, call an 800 number? Yes, the answer is yes. You start to see these things in a person. Believe me, as one who's dealt with people who have cried out wanting to die in my office, I understand this. You've got to be sensitive to, hey, what's going on here? So there are psychological roots. There are biological roots. There's a gene, the 5-HTT gene, that's when mutated, it gives someone a genetic predisposition to depression. Like addiction, which we'll talk about next week, depression, you can sometimes look back in your family history and see a bit of a pattern. It doesn't mean you're going to be depressed. It just means you need to be aware of sometimes that there's a greater likelihood of these things happening in your family. And there's nothing wrong with science that is measurable, observable, and repeatable informing us. Because we live in a fallen world, and sometimes we kind of inherit these things from one another. Biologically, there's usually three things that are out of balance. All three, or one of the three, or two of the three. One is serotonin. So when someone's taking Wellbutrin or some kind of antidepressant medication, it's usually because there's some sort of serotonin imbalance, noradrenaline, or dopamine. Dopamine is a natural neurochemical that brings pleasure to the human body. If we don't have the ability to create dopamine or serotonin, physiologically we're out of balance, and a psychiatrist will try to prescribe something to bring that balance back into play. Dopamine is a wonderful thing, but it's also a horrible thing. We'll talk about that during addiction next week. The other is environmental. So trauma, traumatic abuse, hurt, betrayal, loss of a loved one, these environmental situational things, betrayal, adultery, divorce, separation, bankruptcy. Man, the world has so many of these wonderful things to offer that we find ourselves having to navigate and steward and manage in our life. And these stressors come on us. So, I mean, if you got marital issues and you lost your job and you got financial issues on top of that, you got physical issues, the body, the mind, the soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, they find themselves trying to deal with all of this almost simultaneously, and people get overwhelmed. And they need someone to be there for them, okay? That's my point. So those are the main causes of depression. So we looked at, you know, what is depression, different kinds of depression, how would someone professional diagnose those things, what causes this, and now we come to the Bible.